Hi, welcome to True Crime. I'm your host, Emily Larkey, and today we will be talking about an episode on Forensics Files called Kidnapping, where a mother and her child are taken in their own car and harmed, but by who? It was Saturday, June 30th, 2001, around 10 a.m. in North Carolina, when the Hayes family decided to stop at a drugstore for snacks on their way home from Ginger Hayes' parents' house in Virginia. Ginger's husband and his brother-in-law decided to go in while Ginger stayed in the car to change her 11-month-year-old son Nicholas's diaper. When Mr. Hayes and his brother-in-law came out of the store, they saw that the car was gone. Mr. Hayes said at first he thought it was a joke because Ginger always loved to play jokes on him. Maybe she moved the car to a different spot to be funny, he thought. So he called her. But no answer. So he called again, but no answer. He started to get worried. He claimed it's not like Ginger to just drive off, so he called the police. When he talked to the police, they said that just a few minutes ago they got a call from a guy stating that he saw a possible kidnapping at the same drugstore. Right then, two helicopters were released and many police cars were out looking. As 2 weeks go by of finding nothing, they found the Hayes car 45 miles away from the kidnapping site in a suburban area. The car was parked outside of Tim Evans' house. Tim had many charges for robbery and many things on his criminal record, so the police looked into it. When the police talked to Tim, he claimed that he was asked to watch the car for a friend, but had no idea why. Tim took the police to the home of Andre Edwards and told them that he was the one who asked him to watch the car. The house was full of people. The police took them all in for questions. On one of the women in the house, the police found a watch, phone, and many other things that belonged to Ginger. Later on in the day, the police asked the mailman to pick out from a list of mails who he saw take them. He picked Edwards. Some thought it was strange that the mailman was able to catch a good look at a man's face in just a matter of seconds, but there's a reason why. The mailman states that earlier on in the day, he was being followed by the same man when he was making his mail stops. He said that even if he drove off fast, the man still seemed to be right behind him at every stop. The police were racing against time. They knew that they needed to find them as soon as possible. As searching went on, the police got a call from a man. The man states that when he was taking his dog on a walk on his farm, he came across something laying in the field with flies swarming around it. He did not go any closer until he called the police. When the police went to the farm, they found Ginger Hayes dead and had many hits to the head. Right then, they knew they needed to find the baby. 30 feet away from Ginger, the baby was found laying face first in the dirt. Just when they thought he was dead, the baby got up and started crawling, but he had really bad severe burns all over his body from the sun. They rushed him to the hospital. The baby was fine in the end, and he is 6 years old today. After finding Ginger and her baby, the police went to go take fingerprints and palm prints from the car. They were able to find 17 fingerprints and 19 palm prints that belonged to Edwards. After prints of Edwards were found, the police arrested him for one count of murder and one attempted murder. He was sentenced for life. After more research was done, they found out that Ginger was hit in the head with a metal tire many times until she passed. They found this out because Edwards had blood on his shoe, and it matched the blood on the metal tire, which matched the blood of Ginger Hayes. After doing more research, I found out that Edwards suffered from an abandonment complex and didn't take rejection well. He also was intoxicated from alcohol and cocaine used 8 hours before the kidnapping and lacked mental capacity to plan the crime, defense authorities said. Also, When Edwards was 6 years old, Edwards was given by his mother to pedophiles for the pleasure in return for money to buy liquor and drugs, according to this evidence. He was beaten by his mother and forced to grab garbage cans for food, and he had to search them to find food because they had no money. As research kept going on, the police found out that earlier that day, Edwards was driving his girlfriend's car, and it ran out of gas, so he parked it on the side of the road and was following the mailman. He took $100 from Ginger Hayes when he kidnapped her. He told her to take it out of the bank account so he could go pay for gas and other drugs that he needed. One connection that I found from this episode and the research I did was that even when they thought they knew who the killer was, they still wanted to add some forensics in to find out and make sure for real who it really was. In class, we were taught that you never assume who the killer was unless forensics work was done with evidence so that we know for sure. Another connection that I found was that when they did have a feeling it was Edwards, they put him in custody and kept looking. They also took all the people who Edwards was with in the police station to question all of them. This is a connection because we learned that you take all the people in just to make sure. You want to question everyone and get everyone's input so the story finally comes together of what really happened. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. I credit starnewsonline.com and groupstate.com.